Page 9 Press presents The Uncrowned Prince, Legends of Abrea, Book 5. Written by Kenley Davidson. Performed by Vanessa Moyen. Prologue. It was well past midnight, but King Trevelyan of Iria was still awake, his ambassador's hastily scribbled report clenched in nerveless fingers. His queen stared at him from across their bedchamber, dark eyes wide with fear. Is he certain?
He took the long way home from Garamore because he feared the fairies were being watched,
the king responded wearily.
Why would Nerol go to such lengths if he were not certain?
But what of those messages Melgar sent over the winter? Why would he warn us of Alara's intentions to invade if his true purpose is to conquer us one by one? To sow division between the other four thrones, to set them at one another's throats while Melgar laid his plans.
I've heard from Alara, Trevelyan reminded his wife.
The Queen of Edras had received messages too, cautioning her to beware of Irian treachery. Despite everything, he trusted Alara, in ways he had never trusted Melgar.
Edras has no designs on our territory.
You believe her?
Yes.
Then what can we do? How can we prepare? The answer was simple. They could not. If Nerol's report was accurate, and the Zuleri Empire decided to claim these lands, there was little anyone could do to stop it. And if Melgar was truly Second Blade, there might be no stopping him either. A knocking sounded from the outer chamber. Trevelyan heard the murmur of low voices as the page answered it, then a soft rap on the bedchamber door. Yet another catastrophe that could not wait until morning. Tightening the belt on his dressing gown, he clenched his jaw, crossed to the door, and opened it. He never even saw the blade. His queen had barely drawn a horrified breath before an identical dagger found her heart, and she fell. Hand stretched towards her husband where he lay in a widening pool of blood. By the time a guard discovered the open door, the slain page, and the remnants of the ambassador's report smoldering in the fireplace, the assassin was long gone, leaving only his daggers behind. Queen Alara of Edras turned her face to the fitful spring sun and shivered as she drew her cloak more tightly around her shoulders. The breeze was cool this morning, but she hadn't missed a market day in 12 years, and she didn't intend to start now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?